When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Mike's smiling because I finally got it right this time. Okay, cool. And that would let you know that we have the normal Animal World family in the house here today. Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. How are you this morning?
Very good.
Now, you said the normal staff as compared to the abnormal staff?
Well, the normal, that means the whole family's here, because that means Animal World call screener number one, Kathy, is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
And Animal World call screener number two. And I hesitate to say one and two. It's just that Kathy's in the studio and Aji's in her separate studio. So Aji is also here. Good morning, Aj.
Good morning, Martha.
One and two has nothing to do with first or second or whatever. It's just that
we
have two call screeners. But what I was getting at is that sometimes, you know, like Kathy's taken a day off, Aji's taken some day off. So sometimes not everybody is here. This be the whole darn family.
Right. Well, we're at full staff, running at maximum capacity.
And the rest of the Animal World family that's also here. Now, of course, they have their own Mystic Radio family, but we claim them on the second Sunday of every month.
Yes, we do.
And that would be gifted Mount Shasta Mystic, Robin Alexis, from Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and probably her producer and co-host and husband, Bob, is also there. So good morning, Robin. And Bob, if you're there.
I am.
And I'm sort of here. It's funny you've been saying that you're all there because I feel like I'm not all here. I need somebody to hold me by my boots and ground me this morning. So this is kind of fun.
Well, I hope. Yeah, okay, I hope so. Now, are you still I don't know that we've talked about it yet, but Robin and Bob, they live now in Mount Shasta. That would be why she's the Mount Shasta Mystic, duh. But they purchased and have been rehabbing a new home, and they're in the process of moving. So they ordinarily are at the kitchen table in the rental home, but since they're moving back and forth, are you still in the old house or are you in the new house today?
We are in the old house.
Ah, okay.
But by the time the next show airs, we will be in the new house, and that will be very exciting.
That's what I was thinking. Probably by the next show, you'll be in the new house.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
And is Rumi, there's another part of the Animal World family, and that would be Rumi, the Mount Shasta kitty. Is Rumi around?
Rumi is roaming. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, he's sitting over there in the sun.
Okay.
What we built, the house we are moving into has this huge dog fenced-in dog cage.
Uh-huh.
So we cat-proofed it by putting chicken wire over the top and making sure he can't get out. And he got in there, and he went in there for the first time yesterday. It's a huge cage. It's about the size of our kitchen. He whined and whined and whined the whole time he was in there yesterday.
Was that whining because he was happy or whining because he was separated from you?
Well, he was whining because we were in the yard, and he wanted to be out totally in the yard with us.
Well, that's cool that you transformed a dog kennel into a cat run. As a matter of fact, you know, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal that comes out monthly, and just a hint ahead of time, that's I'm doing cat tips in the July issue, and one of the things I mention is cat runs, and one of the ways to create a cat run is to convert a dog kennel into a cat run, and that's so you're kind of previewing my New Spirit Journal column for July, because that's you did exactly what I recommend people do.
We should send you pictures.
Oh, absolutely.
Rumi sitting in the doghouse.
It's very cute.
And we have named it the Martha Norwalk Memorial Cat Cage.
Well, you know, I have the Paz Mahal at my house. So you'll have
the
to
Paz
take it. because it really is. It is the Paz Mahal, and ever so wonderful. You'll have to work to come up to the level of the Paz Mahal, let me tell you that.
Oh, I'm sure you do. We're only neophytes.
But I don't know if you want me to send you pictures, because if Rumi sees the pictures of the Paz Mahal, you guys will be in trouble.
No, I think if Robin sees the pictures of the Taj Mahal, we'll be in trouble.
That too. Okay. Well, it's delightful to have you both here. We have like a cram-packed show today. And so I'm going to try to keep us on track, because sometimes we fruit around for a while before, you know, we really get our engines rolling. But there's so many things to talk about and discuss today that we've got at least two shows worth of stuff to do. So if we have any hope,
we're going to cook today.
Yeah, we just got to cruise. And let's see. Oh, I want to say before, well, we've got a lot of follow-up in all kinds of different categories. We have, the tip is scheduled, which would be fleas, to run at 10 o'clock, but most likely we'll dump that, because we usually do on the second Sunday, because we don't have enough time as it is. And current events, though, will happen about 10:55 as usual. And I want to remember to say that our generous and longest term sponsor, Designing Health, is still allowing us to give away Missing Link to our listeners. And so here's the deal. Missing Link is designed to provide what's missing in processed food. So if you feed dry food, if you feed canned food, if you feed home-cooked food to your animal friends, you need the Missing Link, because once food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, the good stuff begins to deteriorate. Are you whispering in her ear?
He is.
I heard that.
Bob, you're naughty on the air.
Well, I didn't hear what he said.
But he said we need to get some of that for our cat.
Well, you know what I was just thinking? You know what I was thinking? See, Bob, you're so intuitive. What I was thinking is, I was talking about the Missing Link. If a listener doesn't jump on it and win it right away today, I vote we send it to Rumi.
So
here's your challenge, you guys. If you guys don't call in and win the Missing Link right away, we're going to send it to Rumi. So here's the deal. When I do the live Designing Health Missing Link ad, and you should know that there is a formula for the ultimate cat formula for kitties and Rumi. There are a couple of choices for dogs. There's the skin and coat formula, and there's the hip and joint formula that comes with some glucosamine in it. And at any rate, when I do the live Designing Health Missing Link ad, which could happen during the commercial break in the first hour, the second hour, or the third hour, and if you were actually paying attention every week, because you know I rotate the ads, you'd know when it was going to happen. But I don't think Mike and Kathy and Aji probably even know, except it's written in front of them.
I know.
He knows, because he's looked at the clock.
I'm not saying.
Yeah, no.
Could be soon, could
zipped,
be later.
Zipped right there.
That's
yeah,
it.
Could be soon, could be later. Anyway, when the ad runs, at the end of that ad, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. That's your clue when you hear that, is to pick up your phone, you run like a bunny to your phone, or have it already there, and pick up your phone and call Kathy or Aji, who's ever on the phone at that moment, tell them the Missing Link word of the day, and then you get to pick which Missing Link you would like. And if you aren't fast enough and don't get to that phone, I'm giving it away to Rumi.
And so, you got to run like a bunny.
Run like a bunny. Or hop like a bunny. Run like a cougar. I don't know. Just have your phone there. Now, let me give you the phone number so you can jot them down, so you have them handy when it's time. Because you never know. Could be this hour. Could be next hour. Could be third hour. All right. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And that's 1-888-298-5569. Now, the other way to get a hold of us here, and if you need to chime in on Martha and Robin Sunday here, you can by email and use our live studio email address because it comes to us here in the studio. My personal email address that you find on the Contact Martha on the webpage, that goes to my home computer. And if you send your email there, I won't get it till I get home, so I can't address it on the air. But the live address, pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Yes, Mike.
Just a reminder, I think Mrs. KKNW is listening in today.
Oh, I forgot to say it, didn't I? We're getting there.
But that's what that means.
So you go ahead and you be the bad guy.
Okay, I was just going to say that we do have a little bit of station policy here, and if you have won a prize or any sort of award on a show in the last 30 days, and that's any show airing here on the station, you are not eligible today. However, you can be eligible next month.
Yeah, so you can only win one prize per this station per month.
Correct.
Because they think that's only fair. And, you know, we just have to say that Mr. and Mrs. KKNW do pay attention.
Yeah. Regular listeners.
Yeah, they do. You know, they didn't always, but they do now. So.
And I should point out that they are not eligible.
Mr. and Mrs. KKNW?
No.
Well, that would probably be a conflict of interest, right?
It would.
Okay, I change it. I'm not the only one that's not all here. It's really funny conversation.
Well, we're just trying to, you know, get through our list and check everything off. You know, the disclaimers out there, and that's it. We can be fully tasked and ready to go.
All right. Now, speaking of what's happening today in the show, and we don't have the full amount of time to devote to Robin and Martha as we normally do, because we have a special interview happening today, and that will be in the last half hour of the show between 11:30 and noon. Robin is going to say goodbye before our commercial break at 11:30, and that's because she's excited and wants to listen. And doesn't, you know, so she's just going to listen. Mm-hmm. And it is a current events interview, actually, because next Saturday, is June 16th, is the big Ananda community in Linwood, local Ananda community up here, Ananda, Seattle. It is their annual open house, the 20th anniversary of the Ananda community and the summer solstice celebration. So we are going to talk about that. I am absolutely delighted because it's first time ever on the air. I will have my first spiritual teacher at Ananda. He is the co-director of Ananda Seattle or Ananda Washington. And it's Naya Swami Reeman McGilloway. So, I'm excited. So Reeman is going to join us after the 11:30 break, and you're going to find out a little bit about the Ananda community and all that sort of stuff, and about the open house next week, because there's all kinds of really cool things going on, and it's all free, including the spectacular vegetarian spaghetti dinner at the end of the whole thing. And the summer solstice celebration is just a wonderful spiritual celebration. And Krista Gibson from the New Spirit Journal is going to be speaking. And our own, Mike, you'll be impressed, Brenda Michaels from Conscious Talk.
Yes.
Will also be speaking at this event.
Very nice.
So it's really huge. And I will be at the welcome booth. So if you come, I will welcome you. How cool is that? So anyway, it's going to be really fun. So we're going to talk to Reeman from 11:30 to 12. So I think that covers the bases in terms of the general things of what we're doing. And so what are we going to do first here? Oh, is Bob still hanging around?
He's in his office.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I want to remind you, because I won't be here next week. Because it's the third Sunday of the month. I go to Temple, right? And that means it's a Kevin and Kim Sunday. So Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive, will be here hosting the show. But next Sunday is Father's Day. So, I want to wish all you animal fathers a happy Father's Day a week ahead of time. But I want to remind, I'm talking to two groups here. I'm talking to partners or spouses or human family of animal fathers. Oh, see, he's listening. See,
yes, he is.
Yeah, see, we gave it to him on Mother's Day. And so now he's saying, listen up, Robin. Because, see, it's Bob is an animal father because, after all, they have Rumi.
He's the cat daddy.
And Rumi
can't back on Mike, too.
Rumi can't go shopping. So you see, it's Robin's job to get a card and a gift for Rumi's dad, and that would be Bob.
Well, I'm glad you reminded me.
Yep. Well, I figured you might need a reminder, so it's reminder next day. So if you are the spouse or family, human family, of an animal father, it's your job to shop for the animals. And you get cards and present and gift for the animal dad and the family. Now, here's the really cool part. If you're a single dad, animal dad, you don't have a spouse or family, you get to shop for yourself, okay? So you go and get your own card and your gift, and you come home and you show your animal friends what they got you for Father's Day. It's very cool. And they think this is really hot stuff. Remember I told you I could never have cut flowers in my house because I have Abyssinians and they destroy them because they're just like that. Until when I had a partner, my partner at the time got a bouquet of flowers for me from the cats on Mother's Day. And darn, they didn't touch a petal on those flowers. They didn't mess with them. So now whenever I bring flowers home, I tell the kitties that it's their gift to me, their precious mama. And they leave the flowers alone. How cool is that?
Wow.
Yeah. So just a little trick, you know, so.
Well, thanks for reminding Robin.
I thought you'd appreciate that, Bob.
And Robin now has lots of time to get that perfect gift. Whereas for Mother's Day, we really put Bob on the on the spot. He had literally minutes, as I recall.
Yeah, he had to run it, but you know,
he did very well.
And he brought a whole bunch of really cool pastries.
We were all very impressed.
Yes, he delivered.
I don't quite understand why he didn't airmail some to us here.
Good point.
You know, because we had to suffer through Robin ooing and gooing over all that wonderful pastry he brought home.
Yeah, the Shasta pastries.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay, so anyway, Father's Day next Sunday. Make sure that the animals are represented.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah, so Bob's excited.
He is. You should have seen him. He ran like a cougar to the phone. I mean, to the,
to
mic
the microphone,
so he could talk to you.
Yes. Well, we heard him yelling through the other end of the house from the office. Woohoo!
I think it's amazing how much sound he creates during your show. It's so different and amusing to me.
We like the dishes.
Yeah.
Particularly so.
When he started was doing the breakfast dishes, you remember that?
And the microwave. Oh my goodness.
Well, that's okay. It kind of makes it like home. You know, we're just sitting around the kitchen table. They are literally sitting around the kitchen table, but it makes it like we are too. It's kind of like family here.
And that's nice.
Yeah. It's very nice. And speaking of that, we've got a lot of things to cover in the follow-up department. I'm going to knock off some of the quick and easy stuff first before we get to the big stuff. But the first big stuff we're going to get to, and I will let you know, that last week in our, you know, fruiting around, getting the show started, somehow a little political bug snuck in to the room. And it ruffled some feathers, not here in the office, or not here in the animal world family, but with some of the listeners. And I'm going to address that, and not specifically, because this is not a political show, and rest assured, it's not going to become one. We're going to do best not to go there, but we are going to clean up what happened last week, because that seems to be an important thing to do. Not for
us.
Sounds
like it triggered some of your listeners.
Yes, it did. Like I said, the animal world family here is just fine. And none of us had a problem, but some listeners did, and so I want to clean that up, and we are going to. But I promise not going to get specifically political, and the show's not going to be that, but we will clean that up. And then, of course, y'all are sitting on pins and needles, of course, waiting for the G-Man G and Red Dragon update and story, and oh my golly.
We've been waiting a long time.
And
we've been very patient.
Yeah, and we got one heck of a story. From what went down on Mother's Day forward. Yeah, it's amazing. So we will be breaking out the woo-woo music today.
It's all ready.
Yeah. Okay, I bet. Yeah, you're ready. Now, All right, some of the little follow-ups we're going to do first. I want to let you know that if by chance any of you listening have a problem with the Animal World website, or particularly like with listening to our archives or the streaming live or any of that sort of stuff, it's important that you let us know. And what you do is you either email me or you email my web mistress, whose address is on the Animal World website. That's Rhonda@indigodog.com. And I just want to let you know that as wonderful as she is, she responds to everything like practically instantly. And we did have a listener, both Robin, a listener of Mystic Radio and of Animal World, who was not able to access the archives on my website. Well, so she emailed me. I passed the email on to Rhonda. Rhonda that one got in touch with the listener, and they went back and forth. And what we found out is the listeners, now, and I'm not sure, I didn't even know. Did y'all know there's such a thing as WoW computers?
Not me.
I did not know. No.
Well, that must not be like a real computer. It's some kind of strange computer thing, but it's called a WoW computer. And what I see now, Mike's going right to Google here.
I
he's
am
gonna
too.
Sit, yeah, checking it out. And that's what Rhonda did, and she read on their website, and it said nothing because Rhonda determined there was nothing wrong with our archives, and what was going, and it sounded like the listener knew what she was doing and had done all the right things, but then on the WoW website could find nothing related to being able to listen to MP3 on WoW computers. And sure enough, Rhonda directed the listener to call the tech support at WoW, and she found out and sent us a wonderful email back saying that Rhonda was absolutely right. It was nothing wrong on our side, but at the right now, WoW computers do not have the ability to listen to MP3s. However, it is an upgrade that they are working on, and it should be a feature that will be available within the next 3 weeks.
Wow, so that's very interesting.
Yeah. So did you find WoW computers?
I did.
I
and
did.
It's it looks like a specialty item for older Americans, older folks to use, in that it has a larger screen and has some touchscreen capabilities. And this is my term, not theirs, but it appears to be a somewhat stripped down version because the price is very affordable. Mm. And there's probably a lot of features that it does not have. And I'll check into that. Greater detail here
okay,
in a
you
bit.
Just watch it because you're skating. You don't want to be calling our listener
yeah, I know.
Oldie Moldy.
Well, or myself, you know, myself included. You know, I'm not
well,
the youngest guy on the block. I do not have a WoW.
Okay.
I have a Mac and a PC, and I'm perfectly fine.
Okay. Well, we don't want to ruffle any more feathers.
No.
It could be for anybody, young or old.
I'm just reading the literature.
Yeah. Oh, it says it's for old people?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then it's WoW's fault, not ours.
Right.
Okay.
WoW,
shoot.
Our
don't,
best.
Okay.
Don't shoot the
on,
messenger.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger. It's WoW's. WoW says they're for old. Anyway, never mind. Anyway, so now you know. If you have a WoW computer and you've had trouble with the archives, then you know why. It's because they don't have that capability. But they say they're going to have it within 3 weeks.
But your point is well taken, in that if you do have a problem,
right,
you got to let us know, because if you don't tell us, how do we know?
Yeah, if you don't tell us, we can't help you fix it. So if it's something to do with radio stuff, then Mike will be on it. If it's something to do with website stuff, Rhonda will be on it. So email me or them. And if you don't know how to do them, do me, and then I'll get it to the right place. But we will solve the problem one way or the other, or find out at least what's going on.
That's what we do.
Cool.
And it is our pleasure and privilege and responsibility to do that.
Yeah. All right, before we go too much farther, because I didn't have a chance to get to this last week, but how about, wouldn't it be fun to just start off with a little good news thing from one of our listeners? Okay, well, y'all know Freya. Well, you don't all know, but you regular listeners will recognize her name because she's been with us from the beginning, like, you know, 17, 18 years. Sometimes I call her the chicken lady. Actually, she called Animal World for the first time. She was having trouble with her rooster, and that was a long time ago. Anyway, got an email from her, and she says, I just had to tell you this heartwarming story. My neighborhood has a blog and emails everyone about strange cars hanging around, etc. Yesterday, there was a notice, quote, there's a white chicken, could be a rooster, hanging around Interlaken Boulevard and Roanoke right by Seattle Prep. It's been spotted there twice in the last 3 hours. Well, Freya says, I couldn't stand to think of it in the woods overnight. It would be eaten for sure. I walked up to Lynn Street to stroll down Interlaken Boulevard, starting at Seattle Prep. It's thick woods up there. I was looking into the woods to see if I could see him, since I figured he would soon be settling down into a tree for the night. I happened to turn around, and he was quietly following me just several feet behind. I managed to grab him after a lot of screeching. He settled down, and I carried him home to be safe overnight. There are coyotes and raccoons back there. I know by experience chickens aren't safe. He does look like a roo, but he is so quiet. He is beautiful, white with red comb and black on his tail feathers. I put him in my large dog cage and gave him food and water. Put that into my garage, he dove into the food. I think he knew that I have chickens, the way he was closely following me. So cute. Creatures know so much more than people give them credit for. It doesn't depend on brain size. This morning, his owner came and picked him up. She was blocks away, the other direction. So cute. So how cool is that?
Martha, this is kind of interesting because I was driving to our other house, and there was a white chicken or rooster that stopped traffic.
Oh no!
Yes, and then I have a friend here by the name of Hoovy, and I kept getting images of him holding a white chicken or rooster.
Oh wow! Was this just recently?
Yes. Wow. So I wonder what that would mean from a metaphysical perspective that all of these images are being shared.
Well, I don't know. It could be as simple as that we were going to be talking about a white rooster on Animal World today. So they're all coming out. That was just a little, hey, Robin, we're going to talk about white rooster. Or maybe there could be, keep an eye out if you see a white rooster hanging around for real. Remember this story. It may be somebody's pet rooster that's escaped and you want to help them get back to their humans before they get eaten by somebody.
Well, that is what happened. This white chicken rooster was one of our neighbors, and then somebody got it and gave it back to the neighbor. So
yeah, again. Yeah. Okay, so when you hear stories like this, you know, remember there are no coincidences, folks. So when you hear something, if it rings a bell with you, you know, put it in that computer. And then if something in your day-to-day life happens and you remember that story, remember that's not a coincidence. It is a flag to tell you, hey, pay attention, use that information, use it here. We are intuitively guided and information brought to us by all kinds of sources. And it's important to pay attention because if you do, then you get to have all these wonderful experiences. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is pay attention, folks.
It brings more meaning.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah, yeah. And when something happens that reminds you of something else, it isn't a coincidence. It's because the information you need to deal with the right now happened in that experience that you're remembering.
Right.
Does that even make even more sense?
Right.
Okay.
Well, it does, especially when you start talking about politics, because here we are talking
about... Oh, it's not time for that yet.
Okay.
Heaven forbid we say that word. No. Anyway, we are going to go there, but you know, we're going to do some other good. We've got one other topic to. We got a couple of other things to do because hopefully, and this is going to stay. We are actually going to introduce a new little caveat for Robin and Martha Sundays. Mm-hmm. And that is Robin through her website, robinalexis.com, and ask a question or comment link or whatever. She received an email from someone that actually is a listener of Robin's show, but also a listener of Animal World, and had a specific question about some occurrences that had gone on in his family recently related to a dog friend. And he sent the email to Robin and said, maybe you guys could mention it on Animal World this week. Well, see, again, remember, there are no coincidences here. And see, Robin and I try to pay attention. And what we got from all this, okay, we're going to add a new little thing. Now, what we don't want to do is we are not going to start opening phone lines and taking phone calls, because this isn't Mystic Radio and Robin reading and doing healing stuff. And if you need specific things about your animal friends, we have those bases covered. If you need behavior training or healing stuff, and some woo-woo stuff, you can call on the first Sunday of the month, because that's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. If you need an animal intuitive and medium communicator to help you with your animals, then you call next week on the third Sunday of the month, because Kim Miller Medium is here every month. All right, we're going to do something different on the second Sunday with Robin and Martha. So what we're going to do, we are actually going to address this email today, because it is a subject and questions that could benefit many people listening. So kind of what I want to let you know is that from now on, if you have a specific question or need an understanding about your animal friends, and it's not going to be, you know, I want to talk to my dead animal, or how is my this or whatever, or somebody's like whatever. It's not going to be the typical stuff. But if it, you can email Robin through her website, or you can email me through mine and ask the question. And then if the discussion around that question, Robin and I feel, will benefit a lot of listeners, we are going to start addressing those on the air. Now, that was kind of a discombobulated explanation, but did that make sense to you guys?
Very clear.
Okay.
Very clear.
Yeah.
So good idea.
A specific emails we will, related to animal questions or concerns, we will address. Also, one of our listeners, regular listeners, sent a nice little manila and a big manila envelope package of animals in the news stories for Robin and I to address. Yeah. So that's really, it's really neat that you guys are starting to contribute to this stuff. So I wanted to let you know that's coming up. Now, we'll address that email after we do the follow-up from last week, after we do my woo-woo kitties update. Then we'll do that email before we go into any new stuff. Cool. Okay, now the last thing we need to do before we get to the big hoopla is, okay, we need to check that off. We started a new thing last week, Robin, or I started a new thing last week. That's because there's new primetime dog TV.
Oh,
yeah, and it airs. It is called Dogs in the City, and it's the first show like this on network primetime TV, and it's on CBS at least in our area at 8 p.m. like on Wednesday evenings. Called Dogs in the City, and the guy, the dog trainer involved is John Silver, I believe his name, Justin Silver or something along that line. Something Silver. Okay, Mike's going to look, but something Silver. And he's a stand-up comedian and then a dog trainer. And it's similar to the Animal Planet shows where, you know, they do three cases during the hour show and he goes in and sees the problems and then helps them work them out. And and I did figure out why I said it was on NBC rather than CBS, because, you know, last week I was saying, no, it's on NBC. And I don't know if this fools any of the rest of you, but I now use TV Guide to know what's on. And always in a TV schedule, they've listed the networks in order, like Channel 4, ABC, Channel 5, NBC, Channel 7, CBS, Channel 9, PBS, you know, that sort of thing. Well, in TV Guide, they don't. It goes Channel 4, ABC, and then Channel 7, CBS, and then later, Channel 5, NBC.
They're doing it in alphabetical order.
Maybe that's what they're doing. But see, to me, in the position it was on the page, which is what I see in my mind, to me, it was Channel 5. But it's not. It's Channel 7. It's CBS.
They're just messing with you.
Yeah. So did you get the guy's name?
Justin Silver.
Justin Silver. So I was right the second time. Okay. Now, so what I decided to do, Robin, is that I'd watch the show every week and then kind of could critique the cases that he works with.
Oh, and, that's great.
And I have to say, the guy, this is the second show this week, the guy's kind of growing on me. I kind of like him. But I'm still wondering why and how come this got prime time. It's got a prime time slot on a major network. Anyway, Now, in the follow-up of the week before, Peg from Olympia emailed and chimed in and said, remember I said that the Newfoundland that they took to the vet and the people were concerned it was overweight and they got the okay from the vet that it wasn't? And I said, oh, come on, folks, open your eyes. The dog is fat. Okay? Well, Peg chimed in after last week's show because then she watched the rerun, because last week they reran it on Sunday night. They might do the same thing tonight. I don't think it's in the schedule, though. But anyway, Peg said, that Newfoundland wasn't the only dog that was fat. The bulldog was fat, too. Too much time on that skateboard. See, because Peg's a bulldog person. She has bulldogs. So there was actually another fat dog in that show that didn't get addressed. So anyway, now, in this week's show, the new show, there were three cases. Another bulldog and a German Shepherd retiring canine dog and a little terrier mix that was threatening and snarling and biting everybody in the family but the wife. Now, I have to say, I don't know, how's the record? 1 out of 3? Is that good enough? I don't know.
It's a start.
Okay, let's start with a good. With the terrier that was the wife's baby, she's spoiling, and if she had the dog in her arms, the husband couldn't come up because the dog would smile, snarl and snap, and the guy couldn't get into bed and all that kind of stuff. He did a pretty decent job with that dog in terms of getting the wife to stop spoiling it. Oh, and that's interesting. Is the music coming from Robin and Bob?
No.
No? Or is that?
Not coming from
it's
us.
It's in my headset.
Yeah, I heard it too.
Something's bleeding through. Oh. Okay, maybe Justin's listening and he's like wooing us. Okay, anyway, we're not responsible for that music, folks. If you're getting it too, we don't know where it's coming from. Did you hear it, Robin?
No.
Oh, Robin didn't hear it.
Weird.
Are you playing music in there? You got your phone in your hand. Aji has her phone. Oh, good job, Bob. Good her, Bob. Mike. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Okay. There's no music on your phone, Aji? Okay. I thought maybe it was Aji's phone because she had it in her hand. Well, never mind. I'm not going there. Okay. So anyway, and this little, the biting terrier dog, he did a really good job of helping the wife understand that she wasn't doing the dog any favors by spoiling and coddling and all of this. And the dog had some separation anxiety and would charge the jaw and try to bite them when they would leave. And they taught the dog to stay in a place and when they left. And they did a relatively okay job of cleaning that up. Part of the problem with these shows that deal with three cases in an hour, you can't see enough of the behind-the-scenes stuff to know what they really did.
And they do a lot of editing.
So you lose context. But I was okay. I would have done a lot more with these people, but who knows what they did behind the scenes. But, you know, he did a pretty decent job with that. Well, then we got the bulldog, a very wealthy woman who had a young baby now, but the bulldog had always was her spoiled baby, and she dressed it up in little pink tutus and it was in most of the time in an apartment and spoiled rotten. And now that the baby was there, the dog was jealous, and the demonstration that was shown was when they held out a little stuffed teddy bear like the kid would have. The dog lunged and aggressively grabbed the teddy bear, and so then the treatment for this was teaching the dog to be a dog. So he pried the dog away from the owner and took it to a doggy daycare place and took its tutu off and let it play with other dogs and have a good time. And somehow that was supposed to solve the problem. And I ended up thinking, huh? He's got to have done more than that. I mean, it was a good thing to teach the dog to be a dog and make dog friends and all that sort of stuff. But how about... let's work on manners in the house and changing the way the dog feels about the baby. And for heaven's sakes, let's teach the dog a gentle take and give and what his toys are and what aren't and all that. There was a whole lot more work that needed to be done. And perhaps that was done behind the scenes, but it certainly was not evident on the show. Okay. And I just want to let you know, with these kinds of situations, there's so much that can be done. Now, the third case was a police officer had an older German Shepherd who was his canine dog. And the German Shepherd, because of old age and arthritis, was being retired. And he had a new young Malinois that was becoming his new police dog. They also had another young dog in the family. And the concern was how to integrate, how to retire the German Shepherd, and then how to integrate this new Malinois in the family, because it was living in an outdoor kennel at that point. Again, there was some really good stuff done here, that Justin helped the young boy in the family become the new master of the German Shepherd and learn to exercise him and play him and train him and all that kind of stuff. And that part of it was really, really good. Give the German Shepherd another job, which is taking care of the wife and the kid and playing and working for them. That was really good. He also did a good job of kind of socializing and introducing the German Shepherd to the young Malinois, which they did with other dogs around at a neutral territory, you know, and then they were walking together. And but then it was like they said, OK, so happily ever after. And I'm saying, like, say what? OK, introducing on a neutral territory, that's the first step. OK, but are they going to then bring this Malinois in the house now? Because you get two adult unneutered males in a small household, that can be an issue. And how they handle that could be a huge issue. And this is a young, peel them off the wall brand, hyped, you know, wired for sound Malinois, and an older but pretty mellow Shepherd. It could have worked, but there needed to be a lot more information presented as to what was going to happen now. Is if the Malinois was going to continue to live outdoors in the kennel, well, that's one thing. But if it was going to really integrate into the family, there was a whole lot more work that needed to be done. It wasn't just about introducing them on a neutral territory and saying, okay, we're done. Because, you know, the when that dog comes back into the family, the pecking order needs to be supported by the alphas, and the German Shepherd's number one. In that young Malinois in the house would need some rank busting and know that he needed to take a second, you know, or third position, because there was a smaller dog in the house as well. So kind of my whole evaluation is, you know, I'm liking Justin more. I mean, he's, you know, he is funny. He's cute. And he's doing a decent job. He's not doing anything that's going to mess you up. But he's definitely not covering enough of the bases for me and the way I would do it. So that's week number two on Dogs in the City. Anything to contribute, Carrie?
Very, very informative, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen the show yet, but I'm definitely going to pop on in and see what.
Well, yeah, it gives me an opportunity to kind of let you know what is possible in terms of behavior therapy and training and all that sort of stuff. And there's so much more possible that can be done besides what's being shown on this show. And like I said, I don't know what's going on in the background, but if you're thinking, okay, you know, I've got a big old German Shepherd and a young dog, and I'm going to bring in an adolescent male, unneutered male, and just introduce them on a neutral territory and then move them into the house, honey, there's a lot more work that needs to be done to avoid a fighting problem.
Yeah, I could see jealousy going on in that one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we tend to do the wrong thing because we protect the puppy or the newcomer. And
then in the
puppy and the newcomer's mind, they're being groomed to take over the pack. Well, that ain't going to fly.
No.
And it's not, life's not fair in the dog world. And so all of these dynamics need to be understood and all of that.
That's right. I can see that. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm getting to like Justin. Okay, I'm still wondering how this has ended up in a primetime major network slot. Yes, Mike.
Well, I should point out, you asked earlier, would it be repeated tonight? It will not be on Channel 7 tonight.
Yeah,
they're actually showing the Tonys.
That's true.
But the Dogs in the City has a pretty robust website, Facebook, Twitter interchange. I was just sort of looking at it. You can catch up with those guys too. CBS.com.
We decided last week the hook must be that he's a stand-up comedian as well as a dog trainer, kind of like Jackson Galaxy is a rock and roller at night and feline behaviors during the day. But the difference is, see, Jackson deserves a primetime network show. The guy is phenomenal. And the show goes into a lot more detail, and he really is covering the bases. He's doing a great job.
I have a prediction.
Yes.
If this show, Dogs in the City, takes off and generates a reasonable amount of audience share, I bet Jackson will get a show, his show, on another broadcast network.
Mm. That could be. That might, you think they might
the way
get
they
it
do
away
things.
From cable and pull it? It's really good. Yeah. And again, cats are really
well,
popular.
Animal Planet has an affiliation with, I believe it's Viacom or one of the big media companies that own broadcast networks. So it's if a show takes off, if a concept takes off, others are likely to follow, other networks, that is.
Well,
so
okay.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. All right, so that wraps up all the little stuff that we're going to do. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors so we don't forget about that. After all, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, all that good stuff. When we continue, we'll get into the heavy-duty stuff. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, you can find everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, or you can give them a call at 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and holy moly, we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. Gifted Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is joining us from Mount Shasta. Mike is here, Kathy's here, Aji's here, and Robin, are you there?
I am.
All right. I totally spaced. We're having a little change of plans because I thought I was going to get into the heavy-duty stuff now. But when I do, I don't want to get interrupted. So we're going to clean up other stuff before the end of the first hour. And I totally spaced it, Robin. Don't you have some sort of hot deal going on that you're offering to listeners and stuff? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, the Mother's Day special went so well, which is a half-hour reading with me for $125, that we're also continuing it because it's just really, really a cool way to get a reading. I'm finding that it's very, very potent and efficient.
Yeah, so it's almost a Father's Day special now.
That's what I was going to say. So if you're wondering what to get for the father of your pets for Father's Day, how about a half-hour reading with me? You can come to my website, robinalexis.com, and click right on the home page. It's called the Metaphysical Mothering Reading Special. And that's because you are mothering your soul when you get one of those half-hour readings.
Okay,
and you can call Bob.
Okay, so we can go to www.robinalexis.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to the homepage, will they see that special, Robin?
Yeah, they just click right on it. It's a big red banner.
A big red banner, and it says
Metaphysical Mothering Special Reading.
Okay, that's it. That's the homepage of robinalexis.com. And then if you don't do computers or want to do it in person, you can call Bob at what number?
530-859-2499.
So you can call Bob at 530-859-2499. And you want one of the hot half-hour readings with Robin. And you do it the same way. You do it over the phone. And do you tape record and send a tape of it?
I do.
All right. So you have a copy of it to listen over and over and over again. All righty then. Oh, now, the other thing is, behind the scenes here, Mike, we were having some phone difficulties.
It's odd.
Do we need somebody to call in to test the phones to make sure they're working?
I've checked them all, and there's dial tone for all of our lines. So the phones are working.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because I'm hearing the typing sounds off and on again, too. Are you guys hearing those?
No.
I am not.
Is my mother chiming in?
I believe so.
We really do have a full house today.
Gosh, yeah. We sure do. Well, does Mom need to talk about something now? Or
it's about that book.
Just hanging?
Talking about that book?
Yeah, you're right, Mike. That's what she's chattering to her daughter about. She just likes to expose you on the air, Martha.
She's calling you out.
Yes, she is.
Well, I'm working on the books behind the scenes. Slowly, but, you know, that's kind of the way I do things.
Well, she's getting people hungry to want to read it. I know. I can't wait to read it. If you've got your mother from the other side prompting you to write the book, that, in addition to the fact that anything you'd write would be interesting anyway, the fact that your mom is coming in, yeah. I can't wait to get that hot book in my hands.
You know what? That reminds me of something I never found after she passed away. I know that when I was a young child, because my mother was a writer also, and she wrote that wonderful book about World War II and meeting my dad in Southampton and the Red Cross and the Army and all of that. She wrote animal stories about me and all of the little critters that I grew up with and lived with because I'd collect all of these little creatures. And she called it Martha's Creatures, she told me. And she used to read me the stories she was writing. But after she passed away, I didn't find anywhere did I find those stories and the Martha's Creatures stories. And so I don't know what happened to them.
Boy, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That is.
Because I know she wrote them because she used to read them to me as she was writing them. And she told me that she called them Martha's Creatures. But that was way before the days of computers. So I know that she was typing them and stuff. But in all of her paper and everything, I could not find those. I pretty much
was she trying to get them published? Could
no,
a manuscript have gone somewhere?
Not without her keeping a copy of it, and I have all her manuscripts, and I have all the boxes, but it just was nowhere. So somehow Martha's Creatures disappeared. Woo, 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 woo.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because that's not only a little bit of your history, but children's stories are always very interesting.
Yeah,
that would have been a great television series.
Some are really, the one that's popping in my head is that one of the creatures that I had a ground squirrel. Because when I was growing up, kids, that getting different kinds of little creatures was a lot easier. And pretty much all pet stores sold live animals there. And if we went to the pet store, I'd have to come home with something. And one of the things I came home with was a ground squirrel. And I'm thinking, I don't know that I want to tell that story.
You're baiting us.
You want the icky story or you want the good story?
I want the good story. My toes are wiggling
okay.
in anticipation.
Well, I came home one day and my ground squirrel had escaped from its cage and it wasn't there. And so, you know, we looked everywhere and all day and we couldn't find it. And so we figured, well, it would turn up somewhere probably or whatever. But, you know, we couldn't look anymore. So went to bed that night without my ground squirrel because the cage was in my bedroom. And during the middle of the night, my mom and dad slept one floor down and they were in their bed asleep. And in the middle of the night, my dad started poking my mom, Rosie, Rosie. Wake up, Rosie, wake up. Martha's ground squirrel is tiptoeing across the bedroom floor. And why? I'm just that, you know, it's tiptoeing across the bedroom floor. So, of course, Mom had to get up and collect my ground squirrel, and everybody was up and all of that. But just the thought of Martha's ground squirrel is tiptoeing across the bedroom floor. So that's the cute story.
Behind all of those words, I heard typing.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, then I got
to
tell you.
Well, Martha, you are clicking your pen on the deck.
Oh, I am.
Deck.
I am. I
do
that sometimes.
That may contribute to part of that. Somewhat
is that
of
what you're, are you hearing that? Is that the typing?
Yes.
Okay, that's me. I'll put my pen
down. My God. All this time, maybe that's what it was. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, okay. Do you want the other story, the other ground squirrel story?
Let's hear it.
It's kind of funny.
Let's hear it.
Hopefully my brother's in church. He's not listening. Because I have to tell him. Well, okay. So my brother and I lived on the top floor of the house. And you know, boys are not as cleanly and responsible as girls when you're kids. This was another time that my ground squirrel had escaped. Well, one thing I had learned about my brother is that often in the morning he was in a hurry and he would do his bathroom thing and not flush the toilet and take off. Yeah, it's just a boy thing, right? So I was very tired of coming home from school and running to the bathroom because I had to go and then looking in before I, you know, and being grossed out and have to flush the toilet, okay? So I come home from school one day and I run to the bathroom because I really got to go and I get to the toilet and out of the corner of my eye, I see it's brown. So I think, oh, little Tommy Norwalk. And I hit the flush. And then all of a sudden, I realize it's my ground squirrel. I'm drowning. I couldn't let my ground squirrel go down the toilet. So, of course, I dove, you know, into the toilet. I went, grabbed my ground squirrel. Of course, he was freaked out because he thought he was dying. And, I had to wash him off because, after all, he was in the toilet, for heaven's sakes. So I'm turning on the bathroom sink, and I'm trying to wash off the ground squirrel. Well, the ground squirrel is freaked out. And ground squirrels have, like, little needle teeth. So he's biting the you-know-what out of my hands. But that's when I made a great veterinary technician after that because he's biting my hands, biting. I've got pinholes. I probably had 100 pinholes all over my hands. By the time I'm done washing him off in the sink is red because my hands are bleeding all over the place. So I wash him off, I dry him off, and then, of course, I have to deal with my hands. That's the other ground squirrel escaping story.
Well, that was a good grab.
Yeah, it was definitely a good grab. And see, then later, probably not too long, because as soon as I turned 15 and could get a work permit, I went to work for the local vet in our neighborhood. And I became, his right-hand assistant and, vet tech and all of this. Well, one of the first lessons he taught me was, Martha, he said, oops, there I go again. I got to stop that. He said, my hands are more important than yours. So when we are working on an animal, if the animal goes nuts and attacks, I get to let go. You don't. Well, that little ground squirrel experience, when stuff like that happens and you get stressed, you can just move outside of your body and not feel it while it's going on.
I still would have asked for hazardous pay. Yeah. All things being fair.
Yeah.
You're doing the heavy lifting.
Well, yeah, that wouldn't fly. But anyway, so I got the message and I never let go. But I, occasionally got bit.
And so that's why you're in radio now, huh?
I don't know. How does that relate? I'm not sure.
Because you're not a tech anymore.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit safer, huh?
Well, no. Actually, from that, I exhausted 20 years of that.
Yeah.
I was already a trainer, but that's when I moved into behavior therapy. And now I deal with the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
In terms of extreme aggression and fear biting and all that kind of stuff with dogs and cats and all that sort of thing. I mean, the good news is that, knock on wood, is this wood? I haven't been bitten in a very, very long time. And so I think I've learned some things along the way.
You have.
But one of the things I learned is that you can get in there and deal with an animal when they're stressed and get bit or whatever. And that happened in any circumstance, I think. Cause it would not have to be related to being bitten by an animal in the middle of a really stressful situation and saving an animal. It could be doing something else, but you don't feel what's going on until afterwards.
Right.
Okay. Now, we have a question from, I think that, was that from the caller, Aji? All right. But it's the top of the hour, so we're going to dump the tip. We're going to end the first hour, start the second hour. I'll read what's on the screen here, and then I think we're just going to do the heavy-duty stuff. So if you complained about last week, you are the most important to listen to this, and everybody else if you heard last week. And if you didn't, you need to hear it anyway. Well, maybe you don't, but I hope you do. So anyway, stay with us. Animal World continues. It's a Martha and Robin Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.